Hey, who wants to have some fun?
It is weird, but at least it's legal.
Quality show.
Well, looks like you have a fan.
Hearing about you all over town, actually.
Now let me call your kind attention to our big show.
Well, good morning. It is a Monday, sort of. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter. I'm here to play a lot of Everett's Greatest Hits for you and help you get this day underway, whether you're working or not. Had a great weekend. Hope you did too. I actually went to a wedding on Saturday with 13 bridesmaids. There were supposed to be 14, and one of them had to drop out for some reason. I don't know why. But that left her with 13 bridesmaids. Isn't that tempting, the superstitions of weddings, to have a 13 anything? 13 bridesmaids. Wow. Down in the Philippines last week, a guy got married. His now wife only had like a handful of three, four bridesmaids. He had two, and both were robots. You know, at times I worry about the world, but I've got stuff to do. I'll let it go and get ready to play more of Everett's Greatest Hits for you in a couple of minutes. Yeah, it's been a month since we last chatted. Well, it was June on Friday. It's July now, July 3rd, day before. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, with Tim Hunter hanging out. You know, this would be a great week to download our app. You know, you hear me talk about it, but if you take the time to just go to the App Store of your phone, download it on your phone, you're going to find yourself using it. And if you have Bluetooth in your car, it's going to change the way you listen to this radio station.
And now, here's today's edition of I'm Witless News with Tim Hunter.
Well, good morning. A new government study claims that one in five American adults have some sort of mental problem. You know those four normal... Okay, I'm going to try it again. You know those four normal friends of yours? They were right. New study out of the Netherlands claims that Wi-Fi is actually harming our trees. But when you think about it, using Wi-Fi means electronic documents, which means we're cutting down fewer trees. So I think it's a wash. The very first marijuana cafe has opened up in Germany. They sell pot, but they also offer cannabis-infused foods. The local food critics recommend either the Snickers pizza or the half gallon of ice cream on a stick. Boy, we're on a roll this morning. And Warner Brothers is talking about a new version of The Wizard of Oz. I'm just imagining the modern touches. The cowardly lion on Prozac, the scarecrow buying a degree off Craigslist, and the flying monkeys having to go through TSA before taking off.
Join us again next time, unless you can help it, for another edition of I'm Witless News.
You know, every now and then there are those bits that I barely make it through. All right, getting back to more of Everett's Greatest Hits for you in a moment. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits on this kind of screwy Monday stuck between a weekend and a holiday. And get ready to celebrate the 4th of July tomorrow. And when you think of 4th of July, you go to hot dogs. And I have the most famous hot dog around here on the telephone. It is Frank the Hot Dog, that you've seen out at the Everett Aqua Sox games. How's it going, Frank?
Doing well.
You know, a few weeks ago, I was at an Aqua Sox game. I'm sitting there, and as you do, you chat with fans around you. And I was talking to this guy, and he, after a while, said, "By the way, I'm Frank the Hot Dog." How do you become a hot dog?
Yeah, it's funny you ask that, Tim. The Aqua Sox were holding a job fair. And just one of those things where you go in and apply. I had a little bit of a acting background, applied. They reached out, they were like, "Well, we think you'd be a great candidate for it." And I was like, "Oh man, it'd be an honor to be Frank."
Well, for the little Vienna sausages listening right now, aspiring to be Frank the Hot Dog, what makes a good hot dog?
Going in and just having a good time, you know. "Oh, it's Frank the Hot Dog. Oh, it's Frank the Hot Dog."
So Frank, of course, it's 4th of July Eve. Besides avoiding Joey Chestnut at all costs, what does a hot dog do on the 4th of July?
Oh, well, the hot dog on 4th of July is going to be on the Everett Parade. So if you're looking for a Frank appearance outside of the ballpark, 11 a.m. on Colby.
Do you do autographs?
Oh, yeah. And I do have all five fingers going for me. Well, as my partner in crime, Webley, does not.
Well, I just want to get in a few words with you because it just made sense with 4th of July and hot dogs. So, and I saved all my puns for the very end. So, Frank, I hope this has been as bun for you as it has bun for me. Great to catch up. I've relished our time together, and I think the only thing that could top this would be chopped onions.
Wow, that was...
I hurt myself.
That was a good one. That was a good one there, Tim.
You take care, and we will see you out at the ballpark and at the parade tomorrow.
We appreciate that, Tim.
And there he goes, and here we are. And Monday rolls on. It's KRKO. More of Everett's greatest hits in moments. Little musical caffeine to help the process this morning as we get going. On a Monday, it's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. If you're going to the Everett Parade tomorrow, keep an eye open for the KRKO van and Croco, our mascot, big crocodile. He's safe. He's had all his shots. We've got a little thing going on in our neighborhood. The kids, every year, it's so cute, put on a bike parade. So they get their bikes all decorated and they ride up and down and ride up and down again and ride up and down. And we just sit there, drink coffee, and applaud whenever they come by. So nice, safe, sane day. And then tomorrow night, of course, going to pony up the big bucks and sit in my couch and watch the fireworks on TV. I'm just that kind of guy. And then I'll listen to the neighbors light off their fireworks around midnight. So it's America. Oh, and if you have a flag, stick it up for the day. You can do that. I always write myself a note. It's how I get things done. Good morning, and thank you for sharing a chunk of your Monday with us here at KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. I'm Tim Hunter. We have a sister media company, EverettPost.com. All kinds of local news. Want to keep an eye on things, hear what's going on around town, be on top of things. And among our collection of reporters and writers is our very own Ted Beener, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service for 40-plus years. He's got a new podcast up on fireworks safety. Here we go again. You know, it's so amazing that every year we're telling you about fatalities when it comes to fireworks. There were 11 in the U.S. last year. Ted's got some insight he'd like to share. If you want to check out that new podcast, EverettPost.com, a great source for local news.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know quite a bit. I want to make sure you know it, too. Harrison Ford says he was just as surprised as you will be when he found out that Tom Selleck was originally cast as Indiana Jones. Selleck gave up the role when CBS signed him to star in a new show called Magnum P.I. Oh, what could have been. Something that did happen on Saturday, July 1st, happens every year for the 13th consecutive year. The New York Mets cut a check for just over $1 million to Bobby Bonilla. He has not played a baseball game since 2001, but he continues to be paid every July 1st and will be until he's 72 years old. He had a $5.9 million contract. An agent talked the team into a deferred contract with an 8% interest rate. That turned that $5.9 million into a $30 million contract. He's got 12 more years of those checks coming. Wow. There was a debate on the internet about whether or not to refrigerate your ketchup. Heinz says once you open it, you should. 60% of people surveyed say they do refrigerate it after opening, but the anti-refrigeration faction is quick to point out restaurants don't refrigerate their ketchup. And of course, that's because they go through it so fast, it doesn't have time to go bad. Amazon Prime Day, a week from tomorrow. And yeah, you enjoy being out there on social media, but it opens the doors for creepy things like this to happen. Up in Canada, a Calgary couple discovered that a guy had been taking photos of their daughter off of their Facebook page and using them on his Facebook page for years, claiming it was his daughter and that as a single dad, he needed financial help. Man, takes all kinds, doesn't it? All right, that's what I know. Just watching the world blur by. Here we are, July, so past the midway point of the year. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter, with Everett's Greatest Hits. I saw somebody post this on Facebook the other day. We have now fewer days between today and this coming Christmas than we have from today to last Christmas. Why do people post those things?
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Yeah, rounded up a few nuggets over the weekend. If at first you don't succeed, destroy any evidence that you tried. I feel like getting something done today, so I'm going to sit here until that feeling passes. I dream of a better world where chickens can cross the road without anyone questioning their motives. Who decided that paper beats rock? Okay, let's test out the theory. Have somebody hold up a sheet of paper in front of their face and then throw a rock at it. Who wins?
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Just hanging out on a sort of Monday. I don't know. Are you counting this? Yeah, we'll just go through the motions here. Enjoy some great songs along the way. It's Everett's Greatest Hits. More of those in moments.